Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Zoe Moon, and I am here to look at the week of April 13th through the 20th. And a holy guacamole. How do I make this seem like less stuff going on so I can cover it all in a timely manner? I don't think I can, so I'm just going to do the best I can here. We have a lot going on, mainly because we have so many energies going, you know, turning around in the sky, going different directions, backing up, turning around to go direct, et cetera, et cetera. It's just a whopper of a month. So it's a little crazy. If you haven't noticed out there on the global stage, I'm sure it's a little wacky in your own world. And the week ahead continues that theme on for us. Luckily, this is just pretty much for April, so, you know, a deep breath, one step at a time. So when we kind of look at the way this breaks down, I'm just going to go by planetary energy. You know, solarly, we are going to be very active in this week ahead, which means, you know, there's a lot of days out of this week ahead where we are showing up physically and getting involved in something, or we are making it personal, maybe about us, you know, our body, our image, our brand, our name, or maybe some personal desire that we are, you know, pouring our energy into. And the days that this is active are Thursday the 13th, Friday the 14th, Monday the 17th, Wednesday the 19th, Thursday the 20th. So, you know, every day except Sunday and Tuesday, we have solar energy pushing us forward. Now, right now, if you're listening live, between Thursday and Friday, the 13th and 14th, this is the solar energy coming together with the planet Uranus for something last minute or sudden or shocking or surprising and exciting. It is an awakening energy. It is a lightning bolt energy. It is a shake 'em up earthquake energy. It is a, you know, it's that kind of wild card energy. So, you know, you might find yourself diving into something last minute, trying something completely different, or there may be a surprise coming at you that you're reacting to sometime today or tomorrow. Then on Monday the 17th, the solar energy is going to align harmonically with Saturn. This is a good day for cementing something. If you have a goal, you know, putting yourself in there personally, physically again, with Saturn in Sagittarius theme. So this could be cementing something legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, publishing, foreign, religious, political, you know, one of those expansive arenas, you know, setting goals, dealing with authority figures, forwarding career agenda, you know, anything that is kind of a big deal for you on Monday the 17th. Then when we get to Wednesday and Thursday next week, the 19th and 20th, the sun moves into Taurus on Wednesday, kicking off a new 30-day cycle, and then we'll meet up with Mercury retrograde on Thursday the 20th in Taurus. And so those 2 days are important for getting in there personally, physically, in the pursuit of something money-making, or if you're making purchases that are important to you personally. It may have to do with your possessions, your gifts, your product, something you're building, something, you know, that is just important to you. So those 2 days, obviously by Thursday with the Mercury retrograde, it kind of gives you a shot at rethinking something. Maybe you'll run into a person from the past or a situation from the past and revise it a little bit there. There can be some releasing, some rekindling. So solarly, we are highly charged and active in this week ahead. Then we go to Mars. Well, Mars is, you know, the activator, and Mars can activate in a lot of different areas, not just personally, you know. And Mars is going to be active on Thursday the 13th into Saturday. I'm trying to read my little chicken scribbling here. I guess I need to look at the calendar. Lord have mercy, I tell you. Can I blame it on Mercury? Into Sunday, the 16th. Boy, it sure doesn't look like that. Man, you should see my writing. And then we have Monday the 17th and Wednesday the 19th. So again, Mars is incredibly active during this week ahead. And this is the very last week that Mars is going to be active in Taurus. So, you know, we have that very fixed agenda with what is happening, you know, where we are being motivated and taking action, where our passions lie, where our anger and warring spirit and fights are occurring during this week ahead. And then starting on Friday the 21st, Mars is going to move into Gemini, which will kind of take it into more of a hopefully mostly thought arena, you know, where you fight with your words instead of, you know, blowing things up and that kind of thing. So, you know, in this week ahead, we're still going to be in kind of volatile, fixed, stubborn territory with Mars. So take that into consideration. The good thing about this position with Mars is once you do focus on a goal, something you want to get done, this can definitely help you move that through in a very strong way. And in Taurus, you know, once again, this is where the Sun and Mercury retrograde meet up on Wednesday and Thursday, the 19th and 20th. Mars is moving through this territory the whole week and is stimulating activity with those purchases, income, the things we're building, the things we value, our purchases, our products, our possessions. I think I said purchases twice. So, you know, those days that I mentioned, we are definitely heating things up and pushing things a little further on those days. Then we have Mercury retrograding through this week ahead, and I've kind of already talked about, you know, where Mercury is active with these other planets so far, but it is the very last week of Mercury backing up through this stubborn fixed sign. So on the 20th, Mercury will then back into Aries, and so, you know, whatever that means for you guys, if you need to get into some talks, some meetings, some agreements, some writing, if you need to hear from somebody, you know, about the income, the possessions, the purchases, the product, what you value, what you're building, you know, then this is really the last full week of going back through that territory. And then it's really going to become more personally, physically focused from Thursday the 20th onward. Are you guys confused yet? I know I am. Then we have Venus, which is retrograde, but only for the next couple days. And so, you know, if that's if you guys are listening live, Venus ends her retrograde on Saturday the 15th, which is just a couple days from this live broadcast. And so that is, you know, definitely something that should benefit us in some way. You know, it's given us an opportunity to back up. Right now, we've been backing up through Pisces with Venus. And so we've been really kind of looking at karmic situations, past life situations, rebalancing things with people when it comes to love or income or beauty or women in our life. And there's been a lot going on behind the scenes, behind closed doors, in secret or through clandestine, you know, getaways and through research and investigations and, you know, just digging through things, right? This area of Pisces has allowed us to maybe go back and revisit an artistic project or a spiritual pursuit or a romance or any healing or hospital matters or dealing with other institutions or that research theme, you know, through Venus. And this starts to then shift gears on Saturday the 15th. And we get to come up and out of that behind us arena a little bit. We're still going to be traveling through that arena through the 28th of the month, but now we're moving forward. So now we can really start to gather steam with the film, the music, the dance, the poetry, the painting, the meditation, the prayer, the yoga, the research, the investigations, the magic, the psychic interest, the healing, the hospitals, the dealing with addictions, the, you know, or even if you've been battling with some of the tougher sides of Pisces through this with deceptions or boundary issues or hidden agendas or hidden enemies, you know, now we start to turn this into a forward direction and move out of this over the next, you know, what is that, 13 days. So definitely expect to see some kind of shift in the air around this on Saturday, maybe give you a clue as to which way you will now want to go when it comes to that woman or that income desire or the love that you're seeking or the beauty themes in the mix, you know, because we are now going to be gathering forward momentum with that. And then finally, and I'm probably not really going to get too deeply into this, I'll probably cover it more on next week's show, But Pluto is going to retrograde next Thursday on the 20th, the very last day that I cover for this. So basic, we're going to go into a nice long Pluto retrograde period up through the end of September, starting next Thursday. And so there is some good side to this, you know, some of that really intense forward movement when it comes to death and birth and divorce and sex and the big financial situation and any kind of deconstruction and transformation, triangles, power plays, controlling interests and all of this. We start to see that slow down, and then we really can, you know, catch up to wherever we find ourselves by the time we get to this Thursday, the 20th, over these months ahead and work through that. We can take a break from it. We can go back to the past and rework something in the arena there. And a lot of this is focusing on the direction of our life, the direction of our goals and career, what's happening with our own personal authority and leadership, and also what's happening with authority figures and leaders out there, people higher up like our boss, the parent, the judge, the teacher, director, the, you know, president, things like that. So, you know, we are going to see some shifting of gears with this stuff starting next Thursday, the 20th. And then it'll give us, you know, like I said, some space up through the end of September. And then we're going to kick back in and start on the next chapter. So, you know, I don't know how to make it seem like an easier thing to understand, because what it feels like to me this month is that it is just a freaking, you know, it's like about six different trains all going down the tracks and crisscrossing in the middle and kind of all going off the tracks at once in different directions. And that's kind of like what the energy is about this month. So, you know, I just say find some balancing spot where you can just kind of watch it and not try not to get so caught up in it if it's possible. Try to see some of those, you know, some of those vehicles going off in different directions and see if there's something, you know, that you can reclaim by going along with that for a little bit, or if there's something you can just, you know, purge and let it take it away from you. That's what the retrograde stuff is about, allowing you to have that do-over. But there are just so many crossing paths, crossing directions right now that I do think it's maybe a little overwhelming to get a handle on all of it. So anyways, having said that, here's the overview for each sign. For Aries, you know, a little stay in the moment, expect the unexpected. Today, Thursday the 13th and Friday the 14th, this can be exciting or it can be shocking. There's just a lot of wild card energy with you, around you, Thursday and Friday. By Monday, you can cement something solid there through the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political arenas. And then Wednesday, Thursday, solar energy takes you into fully engaged with making money or purchases, products, possessions. And your ruling energy, Mars, is going to stay in those areas, purchases, products, income, possessions, throughout the week and be very busy. So that's Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday of this week ahead. And so this can definitely help you motivate and make things happen. You just want to be careful that you don't spar with people, because Mars can stimulate, you know, that, but it could bring out the passionate side in you as well, which could be a good thing. As far as Venus ending her retrograde on Saturday the 15th, this will take you out of that, you know, kind of corridor of past karmic exchange with people and a chance to kind of rebalance, run into past life souls or rebalance things in current karmic situations that tie in with love or money or women or beauty themes. And this may start to give you that forward thrust that you need to start moving those things forward through artistic realms, spiritual practices, healing or hospitals or other institutions, research, development, investigations, the magical, psychic, romantic side of your life, you know, a lot there. But at least you're moving forward again starting on Saturday, so you kind of want to pay attention to what shifts gears in your world on Saturday, because it'll give you a clue as to, you know, which way this is going. You are going to have Mercury retrograde back into your sign starting Thursday the 20th, and Pluto is going to retrograde on Thursday the 20th. So that day may be a really important day for you. You know, you could be having an important bit of news come your way, or a meeting or talk, or there could be an agreement on the table or a sale, you know, that really is focused on getting you back into something, taking you back to recreate something from the past to see what that's about, or to shift something for you that has to do with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, that kind of thing. And then with Pluto retrograding on that day, it's going to kind of shift gears as far as whatever's going on with some big personal goal that you're involved in, or your career, or what's happening with a parent, a boss, a teacher, a judge, a mentor. Overall, over the months ahead, it should start to allow you to go back and finesse something in one of those areas and catch up to the changes that have happened so far. But there can be something kind of shifting gears on that day or in the days right close to it. So again, kind of paying attention to what that is so you know what you'll be working with. For Taurus, you know, as you are going into this week right now, you have that wild card energy Thursday and Friday, the 13th and 14th, which is focused on something that you're doing behind the scenes, whether this is some big artistic project, a spiritual practice, a romance, if you're dealing with addictions or healing or dealing with hospitals or other institutions, there's research, there's investigations, anything in one of those areas, you have this kind of anything can happen kind of thing going on today and tomorrow. And then by Monday, this aligns in some kind of solid realm with a big financial prospect, cementing something there, or something with divorce or sex or reproduction or mortality needs, third party scenarios, so cementing something there. And then by Wednesday, Thursday of next week, the 19th and 20th, Taurus, we have the solar energy and Mercury retrograde, you know, coming together, converging in your sign. And so those days are definitely kind of circle those on the calendar, because you're kicking into having the light illuminating your sign for the next 30 days and also allowing you to go back and rethink something, you know, that is about you, you know, could be some need or desire you have, or could be about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, that kind of thing. So those days stand out as kind of setting the stage for that. And throughout this whole week ahead, Mars is going to be active in your sign, Taurus. So, you know, this is going to give you that extra motivation or anger or passion to drive yourself forward. And definitely very active Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday throughout this week ahead. So, you know, I think Taurus can definitely be on fire to make something happen here. Hopefully this isn't anger energy with Mars. This is just about passion and making things happen. With Venus turning around and going direct finally on Saturday the 15th, Taurus, this is going to then kind of pull you out of whatever slowdown or backtracking that's been going on involving friends and associates, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, that kind of thing, or what's been kind of pulling you back with your aspirations or original projects and ideas. With a focus on Venus, you know, if it's about a woman or love or income or beauty themes in that mix. And it's going to start to take you forward into new territory now. So you may take some of the stuff you've been reworking or focusing on from the past and take it forward in some new way. Or there may be, you know, new things going on that are opening up for you in these fields. And you'll just kind of get an idea of what that's going to be on Saturday, I think. And then when we come to Thursday at the end of the week, we're going to have Mercury back his retrograde into your 12th house and Pluto turn retrograde in your 9th house. So for Taurus, you know, Mercury going into the 12th house is going to start to then get you into revisiting old ideas or writing projects or agreements or sales or getting into talks or meetings with people about that artistic, spiritual, romantic, healing, hospital, addiction, research, investigation topics. And it's kind of a do-over, you know, so you definitely want to give it some thought, and the people that you run into in those areas, see what that's going to be about for you. And then with Pluto retrograding in your ninth house, that starts that big long cycle that lasts until the end of September, which is going to kind of ease up a little bit and let you go back and rehash something that is about legal needs, travel plans, or people at a distance, or foreign interests, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting scenarios, what else, educational pursuits, weddings, religion or politics. So you can kind of catch up to the big changes and the empowerment and things that have happened that have deconstructed and rebirthed you into new arenas in those areas. And you can go back now and fine tune things there. You may run into people from the past. You may be letting go of some things and purging them, or you may be, you know, rekindling some things in those areas that are Pluto themed. I mean, you know, this is financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, third party, mortality, you know, that are playing out through those areas. So give you a little bit of a breather there to figure out what needs to be done from the past there. For Gemini, okay, so the wild card kind of crazy energy Thursday and Friday, the 13th and 14th, which is getting you in there, is about friends or groups or the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, your personal aspirations, your original ideas. So there can be, you know, some sudden changes or some excitement, some surprises here Thursday, Friday. And then by Monday, this is going to be helping you cement something with a partner or client or specialist or agent or attorney or competitor or opponent, one way or the other. But it is a harmonic on Monday, so this should be, you know, allowing you to go down the road you need to go down there. And then I'm going to just bring up, because I'm on that topic, that by Thursday of the 20th, when Mercury retrogrades into Aries, this will be the area that you'll start to then hear from people from the past or get into talks and meetings involving these friends and groups and internet and astrology and charities and gatherings, et cetera. I look at sales and agreements and ideas and see what's worth rekindling or what you're ready to let go of, et cetera. And then the solar energy continues in this week ahead on Wednesday and Thursday, the 19th, 20th. So Gemini, at that point, you know, you're going to run into Mercury retrograde in your 12th house. The solar energy is going to start to put a spotlight on what you're doing behind the scenes over the next 30 days and allow you to get in there and rethink something with Mercury retrograde. Well, this is Wednesday, Thursday, the 19th and 20th. So these days are really important to kind of step up and look at where you are and what you have from the past that needs to be dealt with. This could be about karmic past life stuff and rebalancing things. Could be about healing, addictions, bad habits, hospitals or other institutions. It could be about art, film, music, any, you know, painting, dance, sculpture, anything muse-related. It could be about your spiritual practices or beliefs. It could be about a romance and hearing something about that from the past or rethinking something there. I think that's all. I'm pretty sure. And then when we get to Mars being active in this week ahead, very much most of the time, it's also active in those areas. So this will help you motivate and move things along in these romantic, artistic, spiritual realms or with healing or hospitals or research or investigations. And Mars is active, you know, Thursday the 13th, Saturday and Sunday the 15th, 16th. Monday the 17th, Wednesday the 19th. So, you know, these are days where you can be busy delving into these things. Then Venus going direct on Saturday the 15th. This is going to then turn things around for you when it comes to career, personal goals, or those authority figures like the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the, you know, whoever that higher up person is, when it comes to Venus. So this may be about a woman, you know, or women when it comes to your goals or career or authority figures, or it may be about income opportunities or beauty themes or love in the mix. And so you're ready to start moving forward into that next chapter and setting new goals or taking goals to the next level, et cetera, et cetera. And then with Pluto retrograding on Thursday the 20th, you know, Gemini, you guys have been hosting it in probably the most intense area. And it's so you guys definitely are going to get a little bit of a breather and a chance to catch up to what's been happening when it comes to life and death scenarios, when it comes to divorce, when it comes to sex or reproductive needs, when it comes to all the financial topics, loans, debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, commissions, alimony, child support, partners, money. Yeah, there's a lot of them, right? And any kind of controlling interest, third-party scenarios, that kind of thing. And this is going to allow you now to have the space up till the end of September to go back and figure something out there that you might have missed, reconnect with something or release something, rework it in some way. So you kind of want to pay attention to what's shifting gears on Thursday the 20th around those themes, because probably one, at least one of them will stand out to you as something that you'll be honed in on for the months ahead. For Cancer, solar wild card energy on Thursday and Friday, the 13th, 14th. This is definitely kind of either some last-minute surprise or new approach to something or excitement or shock and sudden change kind of thing involving either a personal goal, your career, or a authority figure like a parent, judge, mentor, boss, teacher, you know, that kind of higher-up person. So this is Thursday, Friday, so be on your toes in the moment, spontaneous with that stuff. By Monday the 17th, we have that harmonic with Saturn stemming from this goal or authority figure or career momentum. And this is kind of cementing something here that locks in with health, work, paperwork, hired help, coworkers, organizing, cleaning, or the animals involved. And then the solar energy moves into Taurus on Wednesday the 19th and then meets up with Mercury retrograde there by Thursday the 20th. So for Cancer, you know, these days, this is when it starts to kick in this 30-day spotlight on you when it comes to your social stream. So it's definitely a kind of time where you stand out more with friends and groups and associates and online and with astrology and charities and gatherings and parties and events. And it is a time to pursue your aspirations and original projects. And so the commitment with Mercury retrograde there may bring, you know, news or a talk or meeting or run-in with somebody from the past there or an old idea back around, you know, gives you that shot at something from the past as you're stepping forward into these areas. And then Mars is going to be active here almost the whole entire week. So Thursday the 13th, Saturday, Sunday, Monday the 17th, Wednesday the 19th. So Mars is definitely going to be motivating you to get active and busy with these friends and groups and internet stuff and charities, astrology gatherings, whatever. It can bring some passion here. It could bring some anger. Watch about sparring with the people you care about, obviously. but definitely can motivate and help you get a lot done and get you busier in these areas. And then with Venus ending her retrograde on Saturday the 15th, things start to then shift gears and you're ready now to move forward through legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political arenas with a focus on Venus. So with the woman or with the income or with the love or lover or with the beauty needs, right? And so you can kind of pay attention to what's shifting there for you on Saturday, that you might get an idea of what you're going to be heading into here. But the slowdown, the backtracking is over officially on Saturday the 15th, and it's now time to move forward. And then when we look at Thursday the 20th of next week, you know, we're going to have Mercury back as retrograde into Aries, which for Cancer is that career goal and authority figure part of the sky. So at that point, you know, you'll start to hear from or go back and revisit ideas and decisions and talk things out that affect, you know, the career, the goals, or those parents, bosses, judges, mentors, or other authority figures. And then on the same day, Pluto retrogrades, and this is in your relationship zone, Cancer. So, you know, from Thursday the 20th up until the end of September, you're going to have this long span where things can kind of ease up a little bit with the big intense, you know, purging and evolving and transforming and deconstructing and rebirthing that's been going on when it comes to your romantic partners or business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, advocates. And now you're going to get a chance to kind of catch up to what you guys have done or what they've done and go back and finesse some things. And you want to focus on what Pluto rules there with these most people, you know, go back and fine tune wherever you are in the financial situation with them, what's going on sexually, reproductively with divorce or mortality issues or third party scenarios with these people, and give yourself the few months to kind of figure out what's going on there so you're ready for the next round of forward movement as you get into the fall. Okay, for Leo, wild card energy, Thursday, Friday, the 13th, 14th, this is in that higher-minded, expansive arena for you guys, so on your toes, because there could be a lot of excitement and throwing you into something very different, or there could be some kind of, you know, sudden change or shock, you know, coming your way. And this is around legal, travel, foreign, distant, educational, media marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, religious, or political themes. Oy, ay, ay. And so whatever that is, you know, kind of be spontaneous, be in there on Thursday, Friday. And then by Monday the 17th, you're cementing something through one of those arenas that ties in with a lover or children or creative endeavors or recreational pursuits. So that's a harmonic that you come to by Monday the 17th. So hopefully this is just like all exciting stuff going on from now till then. And then the solar energy moves into Taurus on Wednesday the 19th and then meets up with Mercury retrograde there on Thursday the 20th. So Wednesday, Thursday of next week, we start this kind of new chapter for Leo with a big spotlight on your career and reputation and fame and your big personal goals in life and anything you're doing involving authority figures, the boss, the director, the teacher, the mentor, the parent, the judge, anybody like that. And so, you know, having the sun move there means you're going to get more personally and physically involved in these things in the weeks ahead. And running into Mercury retrograde means it's going to allow you to, you know, maybe there'll be recognition for a past project, or you'll run into somebody from the past that's focal with this new, you know, elevation that you're experiencing, or an old idea comes back around, that kind of thing. So you get a chance to revisit, rethink something there. Mars is going to be busy here the whole week ahead. So Leo, this is definitely going to help you motivate and make things happen, especially Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday from today forward. And so, you know, this will definitely be the action energy. Can bring some passion into the situation, may bring some fights. So watch your, you know, your fuse, but definitely is a motivator. And then when we look at Venus ending the retrograde, this happens on Saturday the 15th. And so this is kind of a shifting gears now and ready to move into that next chapter sexually, reproductively, with the divorce, with the big financial picture, with mortality issues, with third-party scenarios, and with all of that is about Venus, so about the lover or the woman or women or the income scenario or the beauty themes playing out. So we see, you know, any slowing down or backtracking or releasing or rekindling, you kind of reached wherever you needed to get with that by Saturday the 15th, and now it's time to move into that next chapter, whatever it will be, so you can kind of pay attention to what's shifting around you for clues to that. And then when we get to the 20th, Thursday the 20th, we have two important things happening. Mercury is going to back his retrograde into Aries, so for Leo, this will start to then help you get into talks or hear news or offers or get into meetings and agreements and sales and writing and ideas from the past with a focus on those media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, travel, legal, educational, wedding, religious, or political topics. And so, you know, whatever you want to pick back up or kick to the curb, you know, you're going to start to get into that on Thursday the 20th. And then Pluto retrogrades on that same day, which is going to then be in retrograde up to through the end of September. So this is going to give you several months to kind of slow down, catch up to what any big changes that have happened, and go back and fix anything, rekindle, release. A focus on your work, coworkers or hired help, paperwork, health scenarios, animals, organizing or cleaning. And so in any of those areas, you're looking at where you are with Pluto. Where are you financially there? Where are you in shared third-party scenarios? Where are you with mortality situations or reproductive needs or your sex life or the divorce, you know? Do you need to tackle that paperwork? Do you need to deal with the hired help, et cetera, et cetera? So this gives you kind of a shift in gears with that starting on Thursday the 20th. For Virgo, We have this wild card energy, the 13th and 14th, which is focused on you and kind of bringing some excitement or some new approach to something, or shaking things up or bringing some kind of unexpected development, you know. And this is focused on a big financial theme or your sex life or reproductive needs, your mortality issues, a divorce, or any third party scenarios. So kind of be spontaneous and in the moment Thursday, Friday. By Monday the 17th, we see a cementing, a harmonic with Saturn to those topics, which means you can get into a solid alignment here as it involves what's going on in your home or with family, parents, roommates, real estate deals, moves, renovations, so solidifying something there. And then the sun is going to move into Taurus on Wednesday, kicking off a 30-day cycle, and then meet up with Mercury retrograde there on Thursday, so Wednesday and Thursday, the 19th and 20th. This is going to definitely kind of highlight you personally or physically getting into what you're doing about travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, religious or political themes. It's going to allow you to kind of connect with somebody or something from the past and rekindle it or release it or rework it in some way, and allow you to kind of step forward and take this forward in the direction that is good for you. And then we see Mars active here throughout the whole week, but especially on Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday. And so these days, again, very active, motivated, physically doing something or passionate about what you're doing here or fighting for something here, you know. So this is going to help move this along. Then Venus has been retrograde for quite some time, and she finally ends this retrograde on Saturday the 15th, just a couple of days from now. And she's been retrograding in your relationship zone, and so you're finally going to kind of come out of that holding pattern or slow down or, you know, backtracking and rethinking of something with romantic partners or business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, advocates, and you're now going to be able to move forward into whatever that next chapter going forward is going to be. And all of this is going to be focused on the Venus themes there. So it is about the love in the mix or the income opportunities or the woman or women or beauty themes now moving forward with these people. And then when we get to Thursday the 20th next week, we have Mercury retrograding into that 8th house. So now you'll get to go back if you need to get into talks and revise something about that big financial topic or the sex life, the reproductive needs, the mortality issues, the divorce, the third party power controlling interest in situations. Then this period will allow you to start to get in there and hear from people and talk to people and come to decisions and rethink things. Or you might get news that allows you to shift gears in those areas as this is kind of shifting gears. And then Pluto retrograding on Thursday the 20th is going to kind of give you a breather from then until the end of September and allow you to catch up to the changes and the evolution that's been going on with you when it comes to love and lovers, when it comes to children, when it comes to your creative projects and your recreational pursuits. This will allow you to go back and reclaim things from the past or rework current situations or, you know, whatever the do-over is for you. Obviously, again, focused on Pluto themes of intimacy, sex, reproduction, divorce, third parties, mortality, financial interests in the picture, and kind of a do-over spot with all of that. For Libra, the wild card energy, Thursday and Friday, the 13th and 14th, right now, if you're listening live and into tomorrow, is focused on you and something either exciting and spur of the moment or something shaking things up and shocking or unexpected. And you may be the instigator of this or you may be responding to this. And it's focused on a particular person. It is either about a romantic partner or a business partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, an opponent, an advocate. So there is something kind of, you know, getting you involved here with one of these people, or you're hearing about something with them, diving in last minute or changing suddenly, or excitement on your doorstep, that kind of thing. And then by Monday, the 17th, there is a harmonic to Saturn, which can cement something where you're concerned with this individual, and it comes through the news or the talk or the meeting, the agreement, the sale, the writing, the interview. You know, it's communication oriented. Also might help you cement something, you know, local, short trip, or if you are focusing any of this on siblings, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, that as well. You're in a kind of a solid alignment there. And then when we get into Wednesday, Thursday, the 19th and 20th, solar energy is moving into your eighth house for 30 days, putting a spotlight on you there, and then you'll meet up with Mercury retrograde there by Thursday the 20th. So, you know, this is going to really kind of call you to step forward and get more personally and physically involved in the big financial side of life. You know, you might be wheeling and dealing with loans and commissions and investments and settlements and whatever, you know. or it might be really pushing you into more sexual intimacy, or focusing on getting involved with your reproductive needs, or a divorce, or a mortality issue, or a third party scenario that is playing out. And as you come into the Mercury retrograde with that, you know, then there's it allows you to rethink something from the past, or rekindle something from the past, or release it. You know, it's a do-over there. So expect Wednesday, Thursday to start to put you on that path. Now, Mars is going to be busy in these areas throughout the week. So Thursday the 13th, Saturday, Sunday the 15th and 16th, Monday the 17th, Wednesday the 19th. Mars will keep a lot of things going on in those financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, third-party scenarios. So I'm sure it'll probably be just one of those things, you know, maybe two. Probably not all of them, but definitely a lot of activity there, so you can kind of see where you'll be catching up with that then by the end of the week. And then with Venus ending her retrograde on Saturday the 15th for Libra, any slowdowns or backtracking to really finesse something or rekindle it, rework it, release it with your job, your work scenarios, your coworkers, your hired help, the paperwork, or any health or pet situations. Now you see this starting to move forward, and we're going to be entering into new chapters with this. You can get into new situations, or you can take whatever you're doing now in those scenarios into the next chapter, but this is going to kind of shift gears on Saturday. And then by the time we get to Thursday of next week, Mercury is going to back his retrograde into Aries, which for Libra is that relationship zone. So at that point, if you've been waiting to hear from somebody, you know, about a past project or situation, or hear from somebody from the past, this again is that those partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, advocates. So you start into that chapter of, you know, getting the do-over with the talks, the meetings, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the offers, the decisions with those people. And Pluto retrograding on Thursday the 20th is going to then ease things up and allow you to catch up with what has been happening involving your home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, with Pluto themes, the shared big financial stuff, the intimacy, the divorce, the mortality issues, the reproductive needs, the third-party scenarios there. And so you'll have until the end of September to kind of catch up to what's been going on. If you need to go back and rework something in one of those areas, then you'll get a chance to do that over these months ahead. For Scorpio, the wild card energy, Thursday the 13th and Friday the 14th, shaking things up, bringing surprises, excitement, shocks, and sudden changes, or one or the other, focused on your work, your health, the pets, the paperwork, the hired help, or the coworkers. So you might get that last minute invitation from a coworker, or maybe a coworker quits, or I mean, it could be any kind of craziness in any of those areas, so be in the minute. By Monday the 17th, we have it harmonically aligning with Saturn, bringing something solid into the mix via the income, the purchase, the possessions, or the products that tie in with these topics. And then the solar energy is going to move into Taurus on Wednesday, kicking off a 30-day cycle that puts a spotlight on you in relationships. And by Thursday, the 20th, it meets up with Mercury retrograde, bringing something from the past back around. So, you know, this really is about you getting more personally and physically involved with romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, or advocates. And you will have a short part of this period, which will allow you to, you know, reconnect with past scenarios here and either purge something, rekindle something, rework something, rethink something. And so this really kicks in Wednesday, Thursday. Now, Mars will be active with these relationship dynamics throughout the week ahead, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday the 15th, 16th, Monday the 17th, Wednesday the 19th. And so this will keep a lot of busy stuff going on with or about these people. Now with Mars, it may be a lot of motivation here to make things happen. It might be a lot of passion. It might be some anger and fights. So, you know, play it by ear, take it easy, but you can get a lot done, obviously. Venus is going to finally end her retrograde on Saturday the 15th, and for Scorpio, that means any kind of slowdowns or backtracking that have focused on lovers, kids, creative projects, or recreational pursuits now kind of shifts gears, and you're ready to move into new chapters or the next level. So you may be taking some of that past stuff forward, or you might be entering into brand new scenarios, but it starts on Saturday the 15th. Venus themes involved, so women may lead you there, or beauty may lead you there, or income may play out through there, or love may just be coloring all four of those topics. And then when we get to Thursday the 20th, Mercury will take the retrograde into that work, health, paperwork, coworker, hired help, pet arena for you for the next little bit. And so, you know, if you've been waiting to hear from somebody from the past, or an old idea coming back around, or you want to rethink something in current scenarios there, this really starts on Thursday. And then that same day on the 20th, Pluto retrogrades in your communication zone. So from that time until the end of September, things will slow down and give you a chance to catch up with any of the big changes or deep, intense things going on that have involved your talks and meetings, ideas, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, local activities, short trips, brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, or big decisions you've been trying to make or have made. And so this is going to now take you back to reconnect with all of this stuff, to either, you know, again, rekindle something, you know, here, some past project or idea or situation, or bring you back across old people to see what sparks. Or it will help you let go of things and figure it out, you know, figure out what you might have missed, figure out where you need to be. So it's a good time to get into those old projects and really rekindle them during this period. For Sagittarius, the wild card energy on Thursday and Friday, the 13th and 14th, is really kind of throwing you into something surprising, exciting, shocking, or sudden involving a lover or love, children, creative projects, or recreational pursuits. So be in the moment and on your toes on Thursday, Friday. And by Monday, the 17th, this forms a harmonic to your sign, Sagittarius, very strongly cementing something affecting you, your identity, your name, your title, your body, your image, your brand, or some personal desire that you may have. And then we have the sun moving into your sixth house on Wednesday the 19th, where it kicks off a 30-day cycle. So it'll be a spotlight on work and coworkers and hired help and paperwork, organizing, cleaning, any health interests you might want to pursue, or anything you're doing with animals. And so this is asking you to get more personally and physically involved, and it'll help you stand out in those areas. And by Thursday the 20th, it will meet up with Mercury retrograde there, so you may have news from the past or some ongoing scenario, or you may run into past people or old projects and ideas may come back around. It's kind of that do-over moment as you get into gear with this stuff. And Mars is going to be very busy in this whole week ahead, you know, when we come to those topics. So this will also help have a lot of things going on around you. And the days that it's the most active are Thursday the 13th, Saturday and Sunday the 15th and 16th, Monday the 17th, and Wednesday the 19th. Can definitely bring more passion and motivation to get this work or health or pet or paperwork or coworker hired help stuff done. But can also stir up anger, so be careful with that. Venus turning direct after being retrograde for so long, she ends that retrograde on Saturday the 15th and goes direct. And so Sag, this kind of any slowdowns or backtracking and catching up with the past now turns and you're ready to move forward now into whatever the next thing is when it comes to your home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. And all of this is about Venus, so about the women there or the income or love there or the beauty that's playing out there. Next step is on its way. And then by Thursday the 20th, two things going on. Mercury is going to take its retrograde into your fifth house. So at this point, you know, hearing from past love interests or children's interests or things going on with old creative projects or recreational pursuits or running into people from the past or going back and rekindling old ideas in those areas or slowing down and fixing something current, you know, it gives you a do-over in those areas. And then Pluto is going to retrograde on Thursday the 20th and kind of slow down and allow you to catch up over the months ahead up to the end of September when it comes to your income, purchases, products, or possessions. And so in those areas, you know, you can kind of go back and rethink where you are with the big overall financial picture or how this is impacting your sex life or reproductive needs or divorce or mortality issues playing out here, third-party scenarios, controlling interests, and what you want to do to kind of fix something, let it go, rekindle it, you know, your do-over in those areas. For Capricorn, wild card energy on Thursday, Friday, the 13th and 14th, this is bringing some kind of excitement or, you know, spontaneous moment or shock or sudden change. And it would play out in the home or with real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. So Thursday, Friday, you know, diving in there and being on your toes with that stuff. And then by Monday the 17th, you're cementing something here that is going on behind the scenes through research and investigations, healing or hospitals, romance, artistry, or spirituality in the mix. And then by Wednesday, Thursday of next week, the 19th and 20th, the sun moves into your house of true love, children, creative projects, and recreation, where it will then tour for 30 days, putting a spotlight on you and helping you stand out and kind of lead your way forward, you know, be noticed, make it about you in those areas for 30 days. And you'll run right into Mercury retrograde there by Thursday the 20th, meaning you'll hear from or rethink something from the past, maybe a past lover or something past with the kids or the creative projects or the recreational pursuits so that you get a chance to rekindle or release or rework something there. Mars will be active here throughout the week, but especially on Thursday the 13th, Saturday, Sunday, the 15th, 16th, Monday the 17th, and Wednesday the 19th. And so Mars will be, you know, making things happen, pushing for, you know, motivating in these areas of love and kids and creativity and fun, stirring passions, bringing up fights and anger. So, you know, pay attention to how you're feeling, I guess. And then the Venus retrograde ends on Saturday the 15th. Venus goes direct, and this is in your communication zone. So if you've been rethinking or you've been in reevaluating old talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and short trips and decisions that focused on love or income or women or beauty themes, you know, now this turns to go direct, and you're ready to move into the next level. Now, for Capricorn, this also may have been about rethinking something or revisiting something with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, a move, the vehicles or electronics or short trips or local activities. Again, as this goes direct on Saturday, you know, you're moving out of the past with this and ready to move into whatever the next chapter is going to be. So new things on the horizon or taking things to that next level. Then when we get to Thursday the 20th next week, two things. Mercury is going to back his retrograde into your fourth house. So now if you've been waiting to hear something from the past or have some kind of reconnection with the past that focuses in your home or with real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, now Mercury brings this back around and allows for you to rethink, release, rekindle, rework things here through talks and meetings, sales and agreements, writing, short trips, decisions here. And then Pluto is going to retrograde in your sign, which is probably a big relief for you guys on one level because it's very intense energy that you've been hosting for a long time now. You're going to get a breather from this up through the end of September. But it is going to allow you to kind of catch up. If there's been things going on with your body, if there's been something going on with your image or brand or name or title or some big personal goal that you've had, this will stop some of the intensity of the forward, you know, locomotive here, but it will give you the space to kind of now go back and figure out where you are with this situation. And if you need to purge something or rekindle something or rework it, go back to any old people or situations that might help you figure something out here, then this gives you several months to kind of get a little bit of a breather and figure it out. For Aquarius, the wild card energy on Thursday and Friday, the 13th and 14th, this is coming, number one, through communication. So you might have some exciting, sudden, or shocking, you know, unexpected news or a meeting or run-in with somebody that you weren't expecting to see, or there could be an agreement or a sale that excites you or takes you down some different path. There could be something, you know, last minute with a brother, sister, neighbor, with vehicles or electronics, with a local activity or short trip. There could be a decision that you make spur of the moment, you know, so it's there's a lot here, Aquarius, so I guess be on your toes, because careful which way you decide to dive in with this so you don't, you know, make a choice or say something and then later think, oh my God, what did I do? But by Monday the 17th, this harmonizes with Saturn and brings you into a solid alignment with an aspiration, your freedom or original ideas, or with something going on with friends, groups, associates, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, or gatherings. So there you have it. And then by Wednesday the 19th, the sun moves into your fourth house, and it's really going to be putting a spotlight on you, Aquarius, for the next 30 days, asking you to step up and get more involved with your home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or with parents, family, or roommates, or all of the above, and you'll run right into Mercury retrograde there on Thursday the 20th, so there may be something from the past. You may hear or run into somebody from the past or have a change with decisions or talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing about all this stuff, but it's kind of shifting gears a little bit there and seeing which way you want to go with that. Mars is going to be busy in this area throughout the week, but very much so on Thursday the 13th, Saturday, Sunday the 15th and 16th, Monday the 17th, and Wednesday the 19th. So a lot of things happening in or about the home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. And so just might be motivated, might be a lot of passion playing out here, could be some anger and fights playing out here, so be careful with that. And then Venus going direct and ending her retrograde on Saturday the 15th. Now you're having kind of a shifting of gears coming out of the holding pattern or what you've been doing about past and ongoing scenarios that were about your income, your possessions, your purchases, and your products, and now ready to move into the next chapter with a focus on the women or the beauty or the income or the love playing out around these income purchases, products, and possession topics. By the time we get to Thursday next week, Mercury will retrograde into that third communication zone for you guys. And so this will then really bring on that past scenario or get you to go back over ongoing scenarios and rethink things, get into conversations, meet, look at agreements and sales and decisions, writing interviews, offers, and figure out where you are with this. And it will also bring the past back around with the siblings, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, moves, and choices, right? And then Pluto retrograding on Thursday the 20th is in that karmic, mysterious, magical 12th house for Aquarius. So, you know, you guys are going to get a slowdown a little bit and a chance over the months ahead to catch up with any intense stuff that's been going on. And you may be going back to rekindle something from the past or release it or rework it. And this will be playing out with clandestine romances, with secrets, with dealing with deceptions or boundary issues, with any research or investigations, with anything artistic, the film, the music, the painting, the poetry, the dance, the sculpture, with anything magical or psychic, with your spiritual practices like prayer, meditation, yoga, healing or hospitals or dealing with addictions. So there's quite a bit there for you guys to kind of ease up a little bit and then go back over. And in any of those scenarios, you want to really focus on where you are in the past with these Pluto themes. Where are you financially, sexually, reproductively, dealing with mortality issues, divorce scenarios, or third party triangle situations playing out there? And what do you want to do about it? For Pisces, the wild card energy on Thursday the 13th and Friday the 14th, this will shake things up, bring something sudden and shocking or a lot of excitement and spontaneous activity for you to dive in when it comes to income situations, purchases, what you're doing with possessions or your products. And so, you know, be on your toes. Hopefully this is all just good stuff and exciting stuff going on here. And by Monday the 17th, you'll see this harmonic cementing of something that involves one of those topics that ties in with your career or your status or reputation or fame or some big personal goal you have or what's going on with a higher up authority type person in the mix, like the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the director, the teacher. Then when we get to Wednesday and Thursday of next week, the 19th and 20th, the sun moves into your third house to kick off 30 days here. Put a spotlight on you, Pisces, and get you to get more involved in talks and meetings and auditions and interviews and writing and sales and agreements and short trips and local activities and possibly more interaction with brothers and sisters and neighbors and vehicles and electronics, but just a lot of communication with a focus on you. So you will stand out here, and you'll run right into Mercury retrograde by Thursday the 20th. So something from the past coming back around, rethought, revisited, reworked, released, rekindled. So don't be surprised by that. And Mars is going to be active in these areas the entire week ahead, but mostly Thursday the 13th, Saturday and Sunday the 15th, 16th, Monday the 17th, and Wednesday the 19th. So these days can add more motivation, more passion, could bring up anger or fights. Be careful about that, but definitely can help you get things done in those areas. Venus has been retrograde in your sign and now finally shifts gears and goes direct on Saturday the 15th. So Pisces, you know, whatever you kind of slowed down and have been rethinking, reworking, releasing, rekindling when it comes to your body, your needs, your image, your brand, your name, your title, something very personal or physical to you with Venus, with beauty themes, with love, with income, with women, you're now ready to move and stop facing the past and turn around and start to move towards the future. And so you may take some things from the past that you've been figuring out over this last period with you into this new chapter, or you might go into some brand new things that you're ready to go for. But it is about putting yourself forward and opening up to where you want to be with love and income and beauty and women and how you can move towards that now. And then we have on Thursday the 20th, a couple energy shifting gears. Mercury is going to retrograde into your income, purchases, possessions, and product zone. And so at that point, if you've been waiting to hear from something or to sign the agreements or make the sale, or you want to go back and rekindle or release or rework something with somebody involved or some situation from the past, then over those themes, then this is when this starts to kick in and you can start to get into that. And then Pluto is going to retrograde on Thursday the 20th and kick off a long retrograde until the end of September. And so this will slow down some of the intense things and allow you to catch up with where you've been and to kind of go back then and get your do-over if you want to reconnect or rework something with anybody from the past. This will be focusing on your friends, group affiliations and activities, what you do online, what you do with astrology or charities, any parties or events or gatherings that brings the past back around, anything that is tied in with your personal aspirations or original projects and ideas. And all of this will kind of open up the past and Pluto themes here. So through these social realms and your aspirations, you may be able to go back and rekindle, release, or rework something sexually, intimately, reproductively, about divorce, about any big financial interests, about mortality issues, or third-party scenarios. So you can kind of pay attention to what is coming up on Thursday the 20th. Might give you an idea of what you'll be working with over these months ahead. So that's it, guys. It's Zoe Moon. It is one heck of a rumbling, crazy week again. I hope everybody does really well with it. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I will be back next week, God willing, and I hope it's a good one.